This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. For military veterans living in northern New Hampshire, accessing medical care from the Veterans Administration can be a challenge. Veterans, many of them elderly, often travel long distances to get to VA clinics scattered throughout Coos and Grafton counties. And it's an even longer drive to White River Junction, Vermont, which is the only full-service VA hospital nearby. VA officials from White River Junction hosted two town hall meetings in the North Country yesterday to discuss a new proposal that attempts to provide care for veterans closer to home.
So we're going to go ahead and go around the room and introduce you to my team here. So, you know, like I said, my name is Al Montoya. A little bit about myself. I am an Air Force veteran, so you can't hold that against me.
Al Montoya is the director of the VA Medical Center in White River Junction, and he's addressing about 40 veterans seated in folding chairs at the Berlin Town Hall. He's here to unveil something he says veterans asked for at a town hall meeting last July.
I will tell you that the resounding theme that we heard back in July from 120 or so vets that were in that room was that you wanted access to care 5 days a week.
Right now, the mobile vet clinic in Berlin is open just one day a week. That clinic and the one at Indian Stream Health Center in Colebrook, which is only open 2 half-days each week, will be closing in February. Those two clinics serve about 180 veterans. Both started service last year and were intended to be temporary. In their place will be a new system that Montoya came here to discuss.
I would ask that everyone listen with an open mind and give us some feedback that we can then incorporate and make this truly your healthcare delivery model.
This model makes greater use of the VA's Veterans Choice Program. That's a program that allows veterans to get care at participating hospitals and health centers with the VA covering the cost. New case managers based in the North Country would help veterans smooth out problems with the Choice Program. Hugh Heisinger, chief of primary care at White River, explains how this new model may work.
So the idea would be that if you're a veteran up here in Berlin, you could get your care through Coos County Family Services. They'd be able to coordinate that care through the VA. You'd have access to all the same VA benefits that you have now.
Heisinger says veterans would still be welcome to come to White River Junction for services, but the idea is to provide more care locally. Coos County Family Services is just one option the VA has lined up. Officials passed out a sheet at the meeting with 18 others. Still, the veterans in attendance weren't completely sold. Bill Bonney, an Air Force veteran from Berlin, says he's not happy about the mobile clinics closing.
I'd rather keep it right here. That's why I'm wondering about how this thing is going to work. He thinks it will, but probably will. I don't know. But
Bonney says he'll likely have to look into getting on Vets Choice to avoid having to drive to Littleton, about 40 miles from where he lives. Vets Choice may allow him to stay in Berlin for some of his care. Robin LaVirtue, also from Berlin, says veterans in the North Country have been promised local full-time clinics before, a promise, he says, the VA hasn't kept.
You can only break a promise so many times before you start to feel the disbelief. So my concern is for the veterans in the area to be able to get the care they need without having to take a trip in a snowstorm.
Later in the afternoon, at the Colebrook Town Clerk's office, veterans were critical of the increased role the Veterans Choice Program would play. As he did in Berlin, VA Medical Center Director Al Montoya gave out his government-issued cell phone number, inviting veterans to call him if they have problems. Barb Lynch interrupted his pitch to say that, yes, veterans were asking for five-day-a-week care, but they weren't necessarily asking for the Choice Program.
You didn't hear 5 days of access to VA Choice. I was there at that meeting.
Yeah,
you did not hear that. That's what you wanted to hear. That is not what we said. Am I right?
That's right.
Yes.
The Veterans Choice Program provokes such strong emotions in some veterans, in part because of delays in getting appointments and other bureaucratic hurdles. Peter DuPont-Briand said it takes 6 to 8 weeks to see a doctor through Choice.
Best you're going to do is 2 weeks getting an answer from Choice, and that's pushing it. That's multiple calls. It may be a month. That was my first case scenario.
The VA says it has made some headway in fixing these problems, but they're not completely corrected. Doctors also report delays in getting paid by the VA and its partner, HealthNet. That may make more providers reluctant to start accepting Choice patients. Robert Napsey is a former Marine from Pittsburgh. He says he had a good experience at the VA clinic at Indian Stream Health Center, but he says he's optimistic about this new arrangement.
If it works as good as they say it is, it's going to be fine. But like everything else, you got to get the right person to help you on the phone. Otherwise, it's mass confusion.
And Napsey says if confusion sets in, he won't hesitate to call Montoya's cell phone. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.